The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm going to do something different that I've never done before, and I'm excited to talk about it. It's making me uncomfortable, and that's a good thing. Happy Wednesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm putting work aside to go see my mom.
Hey, that's beautiful.
My mom comes to see me all the time. Thank you, Anthony. I think that is beautiful. And she's asked me, which she never did before, can you come see me? And anytime I ask my mom for anything, and as terrible as a child as I was and all the hell I put her through, she says, yes, mija. Yes, mija. So I finally said, yes, mama.
Nice.
And I'm so excited about it.
And I'm not going.
Yeah, Automatic's my husband here is staying here.
Oh, that's what's up. That's fun. It's some nice gal time.
Yeah.
You need that.
Yeah.
Some daughter mother time. That's what's up.
I think
that
it's
going to
be really exciting.
No. Me and Ava are going to do some bonding.
There
hopefully
it is, dude.
Hopefully Ava will cook for me because otherwise I'm going to be eating.
Whatever.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. So you're already hungry. I was going to
stay an extra day in Automatic. Like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Which happens to be the case with a lot of marriages where the husband acts like he's tired of his wife all the time.
That's what I want.
In reality,
no, leave me.
I'm going
to
do with myself.
Yeah. Dude, you're not going to do too much.
You can come if you want.
We go get some bottle service somewhere.
No, dude, you're not going to do that. You're not going to be the one guy.
Automatic will be asleep by 9 p.m. on the couch.
I'll be like, oh, sorry, Aunt.
Either that or he will be out doing bottle service and I can't get him to leave the couch when I'm here at home.
You ain't doing it with me because I hate bottle service.
I'm too cheap to do it anyways. Come on.
This is a separate rant, but I went to a food festival and there was 3 layers of VIP. Like, why does a food festival need 3 layers of VIP? Stupid, dude.
Because people want to feel bougie, well,
come
Anthony.
On, bro.
There's VIP and then there's not VIP.
Yeah, that's
there doesn't
it,
need
dude.
To be 3 and, levels
and
of
and
it.
The problem is if I spend money to be in the lowercase VIP, then I feel worse about myself because there's the upper level of VIP.
You're going to meet your mom. You're going to be the VIP.
Exactly.
Here's my thing, though. I was the upper level of VIP and it's the same mac and cheese.
That's an outrage.
Right.
Sorry.
Are we good here?
Yeah.
I think the reason that I don't go see my mom or I don't leave work all the time, I don't go visit family is because I'm afraid to be poor again.
Oh.
You're talking about VIP levels. I mean that. Like, I feel like if I step away for just a second, I'm going to go back to that.
Your whole career is going to come crashing down?
I am one generation away from an outhouse. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I am not trying to go there.
Trauma.
It's trauma. It is. But I had to tell myself that's not true. And there's richness in friends and family.
Hell yeah. Yeah, nah, dude.
After
this beautiful trip with your mother and you guys get to have some good bonding.
She's going to come home and be like, oh, so ready to come home.
Yeah. I encourage a therapist, though. Dude, that is...
No, I don't need therapy. I have radio. I'm too cheap for that. I'm afraid I'll go broke. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Put work aside and spend time with friends and family. That's what you need to do. That is where the richness lies. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and kick it off with National Day of Forgiveness. All right, so forgive and forget if there's anybody in your life.
I forgive you, Dana, for leaving me behind.
Okay. Automatic. You're so crazy.
We also got World Tourist Day, too. So you want to get out there and plan a good trip. Today's the day to do so.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I always tell people, skip one of those bar trips, skip one of those VIP, whatever you're doing, and you can travel the world.
All right, we also got National Women's Health and Fitness Day.
Big deal.
And we're wrapping up on National Morning Show Host Day, everybody.
Really? Morning Show Host Day?
Yes, National Morning Show Host Day.
I feel so special. I really do. Morning Show Host, let me tell you something, it's really hard to do. We all in this room get up before the sun is out, and we work all day long. So can we give ourselves a round of applause? Let's do it.
Patting myself on the back right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Crazy Crimes of Passion is about a couple that met in the late 70s. We're talking about Stephen Scharf. Now, he was in the Army. He's a former major, member of the Special Forces, bookworm. I mean, knew everything about history. He met Jody Ann Scharf in Georgia, and he fell in love immediately. She taught history, so the two got along, right? They clicked right away. They got married. They moved to Hackettstown, New Jersey, and bought a house. And he said that their romance was alive every single year, all the way till 1992, when she died.
Mm.
They went to a comedy club, have a little date night, and then they stopped at a place called the Lover's Chair. It is a ledge about 200 yards from a picnic area.
You can see New York City.
Yeah, you can see New York, see the sights. Now, Stephen claimed that Jody accidentally fell 120 feet below to her death. But Jody's family said that they didn't believe it because she had a fear of heights. that was documented since she was a child. So they're like, how's she going to go sit on that ledge? We don't believe it.
To get to this ledge, you have to actually have to go over a fence, walk through a bunch of brush.
Yes.
I mean, I looked at it. I personally wouldn't go do this.
No, you're right. It was scary. And of course, authorities start to investigate to try to figure out, was this an accident or is there more to the story? And come to find out, Stephen was having an affair with two women. Here's an investigator talking about one of those women.
One of the females that he has a relationship is putting pressure on him to go to the next step of their relationship.
So cops think he ended her life because of the women he was dating.
Okay.
Now, he told the cops, wait, we had an open relationship. And everybody, including Jody's family, said that is absolutely not true. Remember, I just said he's seeing two women. So he had separate lies going on to keep both of them in his life.
He tells one girlfriend that his wife, who is the mother of his child, died, and that he's raising his son alone. He's told another one that they're in the process of divorce and they're leading separate lives, and his wife is okay with him having girlfriends and moving on.
So one of the girlfriends thinks he's a widower. She doesn't even know that the wife is alive.
Damn.
And testified to that in court, and the other one's pressing him like, hey, you gonna leave her? So there's their two red flags. And then they found a hammer in his vehicle that they believed he killed her with, and also the life insurance policy was huge. He got a whole lot of money. The payout was $770,650. Tax-free.
That's a motive right there.
Oh, of course, DJ Automatic.
Wait, so how old was he when all this was going down? He's like an older man when this is all happening, right?
Yeah, they're in their 50s.
Oh, damn,
when this is happening.
Another thing that the investigators found out was just the physics of the fall.
Here they are talking about that, what they discovered during the autopsy.
Her body was found at the base of a large tree wedged between a rock, 52 feet from the cliffs. In terms of physics, those numbers don't work.
This is an interesting Crazy Crimes of Passion because usually we're talking about psychopath killers, right?
Right.
Or serial killers.
Yeah, serial killers. But this guy here, he just couldn't. He was, in my opinion, afraid of being honest with everybody in his life. He couldn't come to his wife or his mistresses and say, hey, this is what's really going on.
And
so
I
for
want
him,
a divorce. He instead, he's like, I'm going to get rid of her.
It's just insane.
Just leave your wife.
He actually told the jury, I'm not on trial for the things I've done to my wife or cheating on my wife. I'm on trial because you guys think I murdered my wife, which I did not do.
But you lie about one thing, you're going to lie about another.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Well, and that's what the jury thought, too.
And they sentenced him to life in prison. He appealed. And the Supreme Court in New Jersey agreed with him and overturned the case because the judges said there was too much circumstantial evidence. Prosecutor said no way, took him back to trial, and he was found guilty again. So right now, Stephen Scharf, at the age of 72, is sitting in prison in New Jersey and isn't eligible for parole till 2038. And he still claims to this day, I did not kill my wife. I'm innocent.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, here on a WTF story, we've talked about bears terrorizing people. We've talked about moose terrorizing humans. Oof. Now, wildlife officials need our help in finding an otter on the loose.
Oh, no.
Tell them officials they're on their own. I'm not helping anything,
no,
dog.
This otter is terrorizing surfers in the ocean.
How?
Because the otter will swim up on them, get on their board, and scare the humans off the board.
You know, as long as no humans are getting harmed, I'm kind of on the otter side.
Well,
here,
they have to jump off the board, Anthony. Who knows if the otter
I'm going to tell you right
attack.
Now, if something emerged from the ocean and jumped
exactly,
on my board, I'm
automatic.
Getting the hell out of there.
But if you're in your home and somebody comes surfing through your home, you have all the right to go ahead and just take a chomp out of that little surfboard there, bud.
What otter lives in the ocean? I thought they lived in rivers and creeks.
No, they can live in the ocean too, automatic. But the thing is, they can't understand why she's attacking surfers and kayakers. She's either angry the people are in the ocean, or she wants to surf. Hmm. They can't figure it out, but she's going viral on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, well, shout out to her, though. At least hopefully she gets some clout.
Anthony, she already does. She has more followers than me on TikTok. No.
Another man causing a ruckus. An LA man led police on a 10-mile chase using a stolen golf cart.
Oh.
That's
just stupid.
The homeowner who wants to remain nameless took the golf cart from a golf course, boarded up his dog, and went on this drive?
Rampage?
Rampage. There you go.
That automatic. That is not the word. He's in a golf cart. He went on a cruise.
This rampage ended in a 7-Eleven gas station where he got caught eventually, dog. So
trying to get some more beer and maybe some gas.
That's exactly why he pulled over. Because I'm like, how could the cops not catch the guy? It makes
no from
sense.
One drunk golfer to a drunk dad. Steven Stevens found out that his son was arrested at his homecoming.
Oh,
so
no.
What did Steven Stevens do? He decided to go save his son, but there was a problem with that. He was drunk.
Oh,
Mr. Stevens didn't understand why they were holding his son and took it upon himself to remove his son from the police officer, which in turn got him arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
No, but gosh, so now you have the son and the dad in jail.
Actually, no, they let go of the son and they took the dad.
Oh, my gosh. Homecoming memory that lasts forever. All right, those are your WTF stories. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Which hip-hop artist is thinking about running for president? Ooh. We'll play the audio for you right now. This story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We got Gwyneth Paltrow celebrating her birthday. Hey. Avril Lavigne, Lil Wayne, Jenna Ortega, and TikTok star Cynthia Parker celebrating birthday.
All right, so I want to start off talking about Quavo visiting the White House to discuss gun responsibility with Vice President Kamala Harris and, of course, petitioning Congress as well to do something. And this is right off of the heels of his nephew Takeoff being murdered in Houston. Here's an excerpt of what Quavo had to say.
I'm turning this negative right now into a positive. You know what I'm saying? I'm turning this loss into a win. And in order to do that, I got to stand up.
And that's the toughest thing to do, to take a stand, because what we're doing now isn't working. And we can all agree on that. All right, now I'm going to move on talking about Tory Lanez. He's got a message to his fans from prison.
1 minute remaining.
Hey, yo, I'm talking to you live from prison right now, man. I'm just happy to get out that county jail. They was having a 24-hour lockdown, half-size cell by myself, no windows, no mirrors. Even seen himself in a whole year.
He definitely sounds like he's in good spirits.
Because he hadn't seen himself. Did you see that mugshot? That's why. Anyway, now, who is thinking about running for president?
You!
Soulja Boy, tell him. We had Soulja Boy in the studio, and Anthony had to egg him on.
Yes, dude. Soulja Boy, tell him 2024.
I've been thinking about that, too. And I was like, yo, if Trump can be president, I for sure could be the president.
Hey, yo, dude. Dude. Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
He just made me laugh until I figured out he's right. No! He's right. Go watch the entire interview. Oh, my gosh. It's one of the best conversations we've had with an artist. Dana Cortez Show on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. It's free.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
McDonald's versus Wendy's. Ding, ding. We at round two. What's happening in the food fight? We'll tell you inside food news. It's time for Artist Hashtags on your Wednesday. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez, and this is the Dana Cortez Show.
DJ Automatic.
What up, y'all? I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. No Sabo Kid Numero Uno.
All right, so we're going to start talking about Bob Ross.
Happy tree.
That's the first hashtag, the joy of painting, which, by the way, is enjoyed by people all over the country in bars,
yeah,
at home, and streaming, and YouTube, and everything. The first picture he ever painted, it's called A Walk in the Woods, is now up for auction. Now, a volunteer bought it originally for $100. Now, it's probably going to sell for close to $10
million.
Whoa. What? If not more than that.
$10 million.
And Automatic, the sad
for
thing
some trees.
Is, happy trees, sir.
Several little happy trees.
Happy little trees.
I usually pay about 45 to 50 for my happy trees.
Well, Anthony, that's funny. What really irks me about this whole thing is that Bob Ross didn't even make that much money.
He's is his family going to get the money?
No. Somebody else owns the estate. All the Bob Ross chia pets and Bob Ross paint that we buy, none of the money goes to Bob Ross's familia.
Oh,
don't
man.
Buy a $10 million painting for somebody else.
Fake anger.
Painting those trees aren't true. Happy anymore.
Angry little trees. DJ Automatic Food News.
All right, y'all. It made its debut in 2020, and social media has demanded to come back again. The spicy chicken nugget is
Let's
back,
go.
Y'all, at McDonald's.
I bet Wendy's is mad.
They are, because they said they have the original spicy nugget. We'll just call it, I don't know what else they call it over
it's
there.
It's a spicy nugget.
It's a spicy nugget.
I'm not much of a spicy nugget guy myself either, but I love to see this food competition heating up.
No. Anthony, I'm telling you now, if you've never tried the Mickey D's spicy chicken nuggets, they're so good.
No, I'm telling you now, I have heartburn full, so nah. You better
call
some
tongue. Tested AC, yeah, no nugs for me.
Nah, fam.
One spicy chicken nugget, one tongue. one spicy chicken nugget, one Tums. All right, Anthony ate National Day.
All right, it's Women's Health and Fitness Day, the last Wednesday in September.
Don't eat those nuggets.
Mainly for me. I'm the lady
Get
here.
Get out there. Take care of yourself. I know your moms would put everybody first. You got to put yourself first.
Yes, that is right. We also have National Crush a Can Day, encouraging you all to recycle. And please make sure to be kind to Mother Earth, all right,
guys? Yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
And let's go and wrap it up on National Day of Forgiveness.
Oh, yes,
I forgive you for leaving me, Dana.
Oh, I'm going to see my mom. I'm putting work aside to go see my mom. I think it's very important that we do that. Oh, it's also National Morning Radio Host Day. So can we shout out ourselves? And since it's Hispanic Heritage Month, you probably never heard of Sylvia Mendez, but she's the first Latino child to attend a non-white school in California. In 1945, Sylvia's parents, Felicitas and Gonzalo, and other Latino families in their community took their legal fight to court, which led to all schools in California to be desegregated, which opened a door for the famous Supreme Court case, Brown versus Board of Education, in which all schools in the U.S. were desegregated. So I just wanted to shout out Sylvia Mendez, who is still alive today. We think that these things happened, you know, hundreds of years ago. No. Google Sylvia Mendez. Talk to your kids about her importance in U.S. history.
Let I didn't know that.
I know. It's a
shout
big deal.
Sylvia.
It's a big deal.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was talking about a new study that just came out. Three things that couples are doing that can actually break you apart. And so, Automatic Anthony, I thought we could put a little spin on it. Well, let me give them to you. First of all, pattern of unhealthy fights. You got to have a resolution, okay? Can't just be fighting for nothing. Lack of effort. Got to try. Got to try. And, of course, number one is infidelity. All right. But why don't we turn this around and talk about the things that bring you closer as a couple.
There
Anthony A, since DJ Automatic and I are married, you said you found a little list.
Yep.
Give us a little test right now to see what we're doing. And all the couples listening can do the same. We can play along. It's like a
really
game
bad.
Show. Don't be negative.
It's more like a Squid Game type of situation.
It
a little
like
bit,
squid
dog.
Games.
So now, guys, before we get into this list, remember, it's meant to highlight the positives in your guys' relationships. And
exactly,
you guys
automatic.
Have a great relationship, but you guys are quick to bicker. So let's lead with love today, okay, guys? Please,
okay.
If you're out there, pray for me. All right, number one is you want to create rituals and routines.
We got rituals and routines.
It sounds a little sacrificial, but what I mean is, like, you know, a goodbye kiss every morning before you leave. Do you guys have something
like
that?
Well, we come to work together, so
Okay, you know what? Keep that at home,
but
then,
I get it. No. We do a lot of things ritualistically. We clean at the same times. We go to bed at the same times. I make coffee for us every single morning. We enjoy it together. I'm a person who needs routine, and I think Automatic does too.
This is something from me right here. Give each other space.
Oh.
All right. There's some days where I come in, I'm like, these fools have hung out for like 72 hours straight together.
We give each other space though.
I go to the studio and I'll just be in there for hours.
I know he's not doing anything but trying to get away from me because I hear no music, no turntable action, nothing.
A lot of people may seem, think it's shocking, but Automatic sometimes is the more needier one of the two of them.
Oh, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude.
I never go into his studio to ask, what are you doing? When I need my space and I go to our bedroom, close the door, he opens the door. What are you doing?
Not around. I'm just with Data. Otto calls about every 5 minutes.
Oh, what are you doing?
Like the majority of husbands, though. That's a husband thing, all right? And the final thing is, you got to leave time for romantic things, all right? Plan date night, baby.
You know what? 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I'm still ready for date night, Automatic.
Weren't you talking about something earlier where you're saying you need to give 100, 100?
Wasn't
that part of it? Like part of the relationship? So maybe you could plan a date night because I know I planned the last one.
Yeah.
When was the last one?
I'm sure it was recently.
Who plans the date nights in your relationship? Ladies, is it you or is it your man? 877-730-DCS1. Leave us a voice message. You can shoot us a text and we'll talk about it another day. Let's make it a topic. All right.